Sunday night, men's chayvus haldol this year, or le chav gimel tamuz. We're at the end of Shar HaKniya, but we mamash are at the end of Shar HaKniya, not stam, and we're on page Reish Yud Gimel. Do you have a call here?
Yeah.
No, because I have to talk to him. Can I take away the mitzvah from you? Do you have a call here? Can you take me to the ladies here? Because I was waiting for you all day. Page Reish Yud Gimel, the last few lines. We'll start from the beginning of the paragraph. That's actually where we're up to. The last parak in Shar HaKniya, and he's finished. And now he's summing up. He went through 10 prakim in Shar HaKniya. You'd say, what's there to talk about? Kniya, you gotta be bottled to Hashem. Okay, same kashan Shar Bitachon. It has 7 prakim. And what does he do for 7 prakim? You gotta have Bitachon and Hashem, that's all. Hineela Asori Yasodos. Miyasodos Anova. The Chayvus Halvav is a very, very, very structured sefer. You don't even realize it. The 10 prakim, each of them teaches you a principle in itself of Kniya. Where the one perek was how to be kona it, and that one perek was how to exhibit it, and one perek is how a Baal Kniya reacts in different situations, and another one is what is the cause and what's the effect, good midos and Kniya, which should be the base, which should you build on top of to acquire the other. Acquire Kniya in order to build and have Midos Tovos, or acquire Midos Tovos and build and have Kniya. Each Perek taught you a fundamental about Kniya. Hine Ela Asori Yusodos Mi Yusodos Hoanova Yisboru. Now they are really just principles, that's what he's saying. You think I talked a lot, he's saying. There's much, much more. And yeah, this is something to think about and contemplate. And of course nobody does, but he says, what I told you is just the principles. I just taught you principles. And when you learn principles, it means that there's, for every principle, there's tens, dozens, hundreds of offshoots that come out of each principle. And I just taught you the principles. From these principles, Yisboru L'chom Mehem, you will be able to extrapolate and to build or to grow and to reap. Yes, or malos hamida zu anechbedes. All of the great qualities of this very, very mechubad midah. Hanala is magnificent. Vahanisa'a, and this fantastic, magnificent midah. Funny words to use for midas hakniya. Asher lo hizkartim, that I didn't mention b'shar hazeh. There's much more here. In bitachon, you really get to know that. You learn Shara Bitochon and you learn certain principles, and then you go through life and you realize that 10 times a day you're faced with a situation that's, you could learn from what you learned in Shara Bitochon, but it's not quite exactly, it doesn't really fit into perfectly any niche, and you have to really, like a Gemara, you know, you learn the Gemara and then you learn the Rosh and then you learn the Riff and then you learn the Ran. And you know, and then you learn the Tur, and then you learn the Beis Yosef, and then you learn the Shulchan Aruch, then you learn the Magen Avraham, and then you learn the Mishnah Berurah, and then you learn the Briah Halacha, and then a case comes up, and of course it's never the exact case, it doesn't fit anything exactly that you've learned. The case that comes up is like a little different, and you have to use your knowledge of all of these stepping stones to know what to do in the case that happens. So here also, this is like a Shulchan Aruch of Kniya, and then you have to extrapolate and figure out what to do when a case comes up.
Is there a specific reason in the first pasuk here that he actually, as opposed to using the word Kniya, he uses Anava at this point?
I don't know. In fact, I don't even know if the translator is being faithful. We're reading the words of Rav Kapach. We're not reading the words of the Chayvus Halvavos. So it would be interesting to go back to the original Arabic, or even to the Ibn Tibbon's translation, which I don't have here, but maybe we should always sit with it here. Maybe I should always sit with it here. So, but certainly, you know, it would be nice to go back to the original Arabic and see if he's used a different word here than he did all along, or in the name of the Shara. I just don't know. could be Rav Kapach decided just to keep things interesting. His bow name, think about, contemplate, b'ma shehai ro sicha olav mehem, in the points that I've touched upon, the simeu neged einecha, he's bringing out the idea that it was, he's only taught us principles. Put it up against your eyes, meaning, you know, memorize them, keep them in front of you, think about them. The hasmed lehizbonein bo, hasmed lashon hasmoda, think about it. Vehishtadel lesaglo laatzmocha, and try to figure out what it means to you. How do you bring it down to earth in your personal life? This midah. Unahag bo belibcho midosecha tamid. Get used to. This is like a mitzvah to me, this, so to speak. Get used to, you, this is how you're always supposed to act, and train yourself to act this way. The hischazek b'shem yisadav yisrami malkach. Ubakesh melefonov, you should feel secure and find strength in the fact that this is Ratzon Hashem, this mental attitude of bittul, and you should always ask Hashem. This is the way you get close to Hashem. The more you mevatel yourself to Hashem, right? The less ego you exhibit, the less you have your own will and your own ego and your own agenda and your own ideas and your own, but you just sort of lose yourself in the reality of Hashem. So it sounds very esoteric, but we learned we're at the end of the shah now. Throughout the shah, we learned some practical ways of putting this into practice. And then davet Hashem to help you with this, because it's a very, very hard midah, because it really goes against the grain of every person's sense of self. Every person has an ego, every person has a sense of self, especially. You know, nobody wants to feel worthless, and the Chavis HaLodos wants you to feel worthless vis-a-vis Hashem, and sort of to maintain your sense of self, but still feel like a David HaMelech says, Anochi tola'as v'lo ish, I'm a worm, not a person, I'm so low, because we're nothing. Hashem gives us all, so it's very hard to maintain that balance, especially since the Chavis HaLodos does not want you to feel worthless when it comes to spiritual accomplishments. That's what we learned in the next to the last parak. In the ninth parak, we learned that you're supposed to really juggle a sense of not pride, of course, but a sense of self and being able to accomplish and doing in Ruchnius, not in Gashmius. In Gashmius, nothing. But in Ruchnius, you're supposed to feel that, if anything, your feeling of Kniya is only that you didn't do enough and you have to do more, and you didn't accomplish everything that you're able to accomplish and you really could do more. Right? So that we talked about in the ninth parak, that juggling act. But certainly you have to ask Hashem to help you with the midah, because it really goes against the nature of a person, like the most basic Yetzirah, and that's really from when you're a baby. A baby is the center of its own universe, and really a child that's born, so he grows up, and really he's the center of his universe, and then and most people never break out of that. They're the center of their universe, and it's a question of, good, so they won't steal, maybe, hopefully, and they won't murder, hopefully, and they won't step on someone else, hopefully, but they're still like concerned with themselves. It's like the world is so vave on the what's it called? The fulcrum, like the axis of the world is themselves. And this midah tells you, you got to change focus. The axis of the world is Hashem. and you're nothing. And you have to ask Hashem to help you with this. That's why he doesn't say this. I don't recall him saying this by... I mean, he says it slightly by every shahr, that you have to ask Hashem to help you. But here he makes it into a full-blown pitch because it's so hard. Vula yachnucha osa v'yiftach l'hashar v'derech elav. And this is really k'moshoya meschani nechada tzadik ha'machat filoso. And we do it. We all say it this after Shemana Esrei. We just don't believe it, so we just say it. But really, we say Elokai netzor l'shonim meira usfasai medaber mirma at sofa. We say v'nafshi ke'afar la'kol tihyeh. I should be like sand, like dust, meaning nothing should affect me. I shouldn't care about anything. I'm like offer. So we that's where we ask Hashem